Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kyler Davenport, and I thought I would share a little part of myself with you all from days gone by when I worked in the funeral business and the morgue and the funeral home and the embalming room and forensic science. I wrote this one day while standing outside of my crematorium burning a couple of bodies, and this is how it goes. Little aborted fetuses laying in my morgue in doll's clothes, in little red ski hats like little shriveled prunes, eyes squinched. Mama says, "Don't they look so precious?" I'm thinking to myself, we should just throw them away. That's what we do with most of the fetuses around here. Mama wants a proper burial, so we give it to her. Fetus after fetus after fetus. Like little alien beings from another planet. I held them in the palm of my hand and I said, "God, where in the hell are you?" Standing among stinking, rotting, decomp, swollen, oozing bodies of all race and age. The smell on my clothes forever embedded, just can't seem to get that shit off. Call after call after call. Sometimes you think you are in hell. Life is hell, but you just gotta keep on keeping on. It's in your blood, the guts, the gore, the stench, the stink. That next scene, I just gotta go to that next scene. Fat man stuffed himself in a camper box, blew a perfect Texas star right between his eyes. Never seen anything like it before. He laid there for 10 days before we got to him, 100 degrees plus. I knew those parts were gonna fall off, first a leg, then an arm. Ain't no body bag gonna contain this fat ass. Suicide, 19 years old, stuffed in a camper box. Being connected to the crematorium just made everything worse, cooking body after body after body, raking what's left into my little tray, picking out the metal with a magnet from surgeries gone by, crushing those final bones down to powder. Oops, gotta check one in the oven. Brains haven't fully cooked out yet. Gonna leave him in another 30 minutes to get it well done. Ever seen a body explode and go bad in an oven? A retort? Somebody's got to clean that shit up, all that body fluid. Somebody's got to slip and slide in it. How do you clean this shit up with a mop that has been used over and over and over and over again? We got 1,000 toe tags stuffed in the back room next to the old wood stove where they used to burn babies back before we had the big fancy ovens that sound like a 747 when you push the blow button. Assholes around here used to burn two bodies at a time until they got their ass kicked. All kinds of nasty shit goes on in these places. I could give a box of full of crushed pinto beans and tell you it was your daddy, and it wouldn't really make a fucking bit of difference. You never get the exact amount of ashes of your loved ones anyway. You're just mixed up with a bunch of other bodies in the oven, one after the other, hundreds of bodies piled one on top of the other. Bones flicking and flying in every direction. That shit goes up your nose and in your hair. You breathe it down into your body. I kind of miss that smell. It is an odd kind of natural, organic smell. I loved working in the morgue. It gives you a strange sense of power. I used to wonder what some of the young, fucked up embalmers did to young, pretty women, fleshly dead. Some of these guys are really kinky. They stay drunk and fucked up most of the time, and hell, you can't blame them. The shit we see is too much for any one person to bear. One fucked up deal was a little fetus laying up on top of the vagina, all dressed up in doll's clothes. The black girl who aborted this child was 18 years old. It's kind of a functional sense of eroticism to see a scene like that. It is hard to explain if you haven't been there. Vagina, fetus, oozing shit coming out everywhere. It just don't make any real sense. We used to sling bodies around the morgue like potato sacks. This ain't no secret in the business. Sometimes we would get so busy we'd have to sleep with the bodies in the ambulance room. I used to be scared shitless of that, but I would never tell anyone for fear of being called a pussy. Throwing babies in the floorboard, hauling ass back to the funeral home. Oops, got another call. Might as well pick this one up on the way to a homicide. Can't get there to see the cause of death. Gotta get there to see what's happening. That is what keeps us going. The different ways people get whacked, the different ways people commit suicide. Cutting bodies down, swinging from the rafters at 19 years old is not something I recommend to anybody, especially when their eyes are wide open and they're staring down at you. They're stiff as a board and dripping shit out of their asshole, foamy, frothy mouth and noses. It is a scene right out of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. My years in the business have taken its toll on me. I've seen it all. I've heard it all. Homicide was one of the worst experiences of my life. I'm tired now. I still have flashbacks every night. The bodies creep and crawl around my bed. I've got fucking post-traumatic stress disorder from hell. Very few of my friends know or even understand the pain I feel inside from experiencing all of these things. It is hard for me to interact with a lot of people because people just don't want to hear this shit. I'm telling you this story because I want you all to know what's on my mind. I'm 59 years old now, and I miss the business of death, the business of chaos.